It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Rick Thompson. He's the Executive Director of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Rick, thanks for joining us today.
Steve, it's always a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you.
Let's talk about some inductees and ones with some local flavor here in this area. Daryl Hermanson is going to be inducted into the Modern Era Rodeo into the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Talk a little bit about Daryl Hermanson, Rick.
You know, Daryl Hermanson was one of the great bull riders, and he is just a bit younger than me, but we actually rodeoed together. I saw Daryl in the height of his glory. He was one of the great ones, and every time I would go somewhere, they'd say, how come Daryl Hermanson hasn't been inducted yet? That's what people think about him all over the country, not just in North Dakota. So he is he's certainly well known, well deserved, and it'll be fun to induct Daryl Hermanson into our hallowed hall.
Well, Daryl grew up on a farmstead south of Litchfield. Daryl and his wife Nancy now reside in Catherine, North Dakota. And just as a little footnote, in 1973, he won the coveted National High School Bull Riding Championship in Ogden, Utah. And from 79 to 85, brought him with the PRCA Badlands Circuit Championship honors and many others to talk about as well. So there is our Daryl Hermanson bio.
I was just going to make one comment about Daryl Hermanson. His son, Justin, also won the national high school finals in bull riding. So you got a father and son. Now there, I don't know how many there is, but not a lot of father sons that have won that coveted title as high school national champion. So that's pretty cool.
Thanks for adding that, Rick. That's fantastic. Well, that really ties in with our next father and son duo, because this is a rare occasion. Walter Peel Jr. is going to be inducted. His father was Walter Peel Sr. in 2012 into the Cowboy Hall of Fame. Let's have you, Rick, talk a little bit about Walter Peel Jr.
You know, when you say that, Steve, I did some research on that the other day. There's five father-son combos in the North Dakota Cowboy Hall that have been inducted into the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And Walter Peel Jr. is the newest father-son. And you talk about go anywhere and everybody knows Walter Peel and his art. It doesn't matter where I go, they'll say, "Do you know Walter Peel?" And if I'm from North Dakota, so his legacy goes a long way, and he is a great one. But not only in art, and we know Walter Peel for art, or most of us do, but the things that he has done. You know, he grew up in the rodeo business, and he knows a lot about rodeo. He knows a lot of the people, so they all know him. He is a great candidate for the arts and entertainment category in the Hall of Fame, and I look forward to having him hang in our halls.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'll just run down a couple of others. Pre-1970s rodeo, Gary Graham from Ross, North Dakota, going to be inducted. And then Gerald Pat Efforts, ranching, the modern era of ranching, is going to be inducted into that category. And then Bob J. Hansen in modern era rodeo. And then we go way, way back to the pre-1940s ranching with Charles Franklin Myrtle being inducted as well. So those family members will be there for that.
It's going to be another big weekend. We look forward to it every year. Induction weekend in Medora, North Dakota, is always fun.
That's great. Well, I look forward to seeing you again on Friday and Saturday as we head to Medora. So thanks again, Rick.
You bet, Steve. I look forward to seeing you there, and we appreciate you coming every year.
Well, thank you very much. There is our Voice of the Valley for today.